There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, because Manny sort of outed me as being the most useful person to tell you how much your 12 days of Christmas is going to cost.
That's pretty good.
I should make some obvious statements about it other than if you're going to invest in one of the 12 days in terms of, I guess, return on your investment. Well, you know, I guess I'd be a swan. The swans are worth a grand apiece. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Have you ever bought a swan before?
No, I know they're made
for life, but $1,000 a swan, as opposed to a geese. Geese are only, even though they're having a banner year, they're up 70-some percent. But a goose is only worth $60.
Oh.
As opposed to a swan.
A swan's
folks,
worth
there's
a
moral in this. Go through life being a swan. Don't be a goose. And a calling bird. Even birds are better than geese. And calling birds are $150 a pop.
Wow.
And three finch hens are $60. So be a swan.
So the three finch hens are $60 a piece? Or 60 total?
Yeah.
$60
a piece. $181.50.
So they're the same as geese.
No, yeah, well, yeah, you're right.
Well, $60, right?
Yeah, they're wow. Actually like 50 cents more. But
wow.
and turtle doves are like $67.50 a piece or something. So
wow.
A partridge is $200, but still be a swan.
Boy, the geese are just getting, the geese just have like almost, have like the lowest amount of value in the whole thing.
And they're up 70%.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's something really weird about the geese. Do you realize how much of the 12 days of Christmas have to do with birds? Well, we got swans, geese, calling birds, French hens, turtle doves, and a partridge. That's half the days have to do with birds.
Yeah, how about
and
that?
And I'm not a bird person. So which we did our why birds don't have teeth yesterday, but it turns out that the only birds that really have teeth here are swans.
I wonder if geese had teeth, if that would bump their value up a little bit, maybe.
Well, I mean, I would like to know why they're up 71.4% over the last year.
Yeah.
There's apparently a surfeit as opposed to a glut of geese. Our gaggles. There are no gaggles anymore.
Oh, man.
All right, so it turns out that 8 maids of milking is the really, I mean, 8, do you know how much an 8 maid of milking is? There are 8 of them?
I couldn't even begin to guess.
It's basically like $5 and change.
Really?
No, $6 and change.
Huh.
No, it'd be $7. 8 times 7 is 56, right? So
yep,
it's
yep.
$7, 7 1/4. So eight minutes of milking next year are going to be a little more expensive, but they're going to go up by, 75 cents per maid. 9 ladies dancing. Now, this is the difference. This seems to me somewhat upsetting because the difference between a maid and a lady dancing is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference between 58 and 7,500. I mean, that's really... that's a really upsetting. That's the 1%.
Wow.
Where is Occupy dancing ladies when we need them?
Right, exactly.
And that's a lot. 10 Lords of Leaping, at least we're non-sexist, because 10 Lords of Leaping are $5,348.24.
Okay.
And they're up 2%, but they're still a lot cheaper than ladies dancing. Of course, Lord's Leaping, I mean, all you need is Nikes, right, for a leaping lord. As opposed to a ladies so. Dancing, you're going to need some high heels
yeah.
and a dress and maybe a tiara. The Pipers are really a good deal. They're basically a little more than $200 a piece.
Hmm.
They're unchanged. And the drummers, the drummers may be the best deal because you get 12 drummers for $2,800.
Hmm.
So, I mean, clearly... the ladies dancing are the expensive ones, and lamentably the maids of milking are the cheap ones.
Wow.
And the first 6 days basically have to do with, or six of the 12 days have to do with birds, which is upsetting for those of us who are not birds. Five gold rings are still, they're not bad. I mean, you know, I would have expected more than $750.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they got them at Kmart? Maybe they got them at Groupon or something.
Pawn shop, maybe?
Maybe. It doesn't say where they got them. So there we go. That's my breakdown of how you, if you're going to invest. I think if you're going to invest, if you're selling, you definitely want to be in the swan market. If you're buying, buy yourself a maid, I guess.
Yeah.
Like everybody ought to have a maid.
Or like one goose, maybe.
Well, yeah. I mean, geese are nasty animals. I mean, somebody's going to get in touch with me and say, I can't believe you'd say that. You're a goose bigot. And I would say yes, but they're mean-spirited. They'll attack you. They're noisy, and they poop all over everything.
I was just going to say, they poop
they're
everywhere.
They're serious poopers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of birds are poopers, but these are serious poopers. So. All right. So, having said that, let's you know what I thought we could do here? Well, we could do one of two things. Do you want to finish up Christmas carols, or maybe we should?
We still got quite a few left. I say let's get some of these in.
You want to just knock them off?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's knock off Christmas carols.
Let's see. Let's go to Peggy. She says she actually asked a question. She goes, "Is there an annoying one? I guess I like them all, but not until December." So she's, I guess she's one of those.
Well, December that, still gives you 3.5 weeks worth.
Yeah, I think she just doesn't want to hear them until December. So if they're,
well, I hear what she's saying.
The songs are going in like mid-November. She's not having it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Robin says the Christmas Shoes by New Song. I make fun of it every year. It is an overdone, contrived cliche. I don't know if.
Now that's not the little drummer boy. I mean, I haven't heard the little drummer boy, which is really saccharine, but I haven't heard it for a long time. Have you?
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
I think they're ones that come in and out of favor.
I don't think I've heard Little Drummer Boy since I was probably.
Christmas Shoes. Do we know Christmas Shoes?
The Christmas Shoes by New Song, she says. So I may have to, during the break, I might look that up.
Yeah, maybe you could sing it for us or something.
You don't want me singing anything.
No singing. All right, fair enough.
People always, you know, randomly, people always assume because of my voice, because of how I talk, they always assume that I have a good singing voice. And I can't sing for the life of me.
Well, it probably is just a matter of a little practice. People say the same thing to me. Well, you've got, you know, a good speaking voice, so you must have a good... I have an okay singing voice. But I actually did my singing debut at the Friars Club a couple of years ago at a roast for Tova Feldshaw. And they said, because I know her, and they said, would you come? And I said, sure. And they said, can you sing? And I said, well, I'm a much better dancer than I am singer. And they said, well, yeah, but you can't dance. You know, it's at the Friars Club. And I said, well, what's everyone else going to do? And they said, well, you can just talk. I said, well, what are the other people going to do? They said, sing. So I sang three songs. My range is about the same as Perry Como's. And I had a very short skirt and songs with a lot of personality, and I got a standing ovation. So I was scared silly. The only thing I was more frightened of that I've ever done was I did improv with a group. And improv by myself is one thing, because, you know, I'm forever getting invited to a party and someone will say, can you get up and say something or make a toast or something, which is not my favorite thing to do. But luckily I don't drink, so I'm usually at least, you know, cogent. But this one was five women who'd been in a group for a long time, and they had an ongoing storyline. And they asked me to join them. And I'm not, especially when it's down the road, very few times people say, can you do this tomorrow? They'll say, well, you know, we're thinking about doing this in January. And I think, well, oh, fine. And my basic assumption is January will never come, so I can say yes and not have to do it. And then it comes, and I was terrified. And it was also probably the single most fun thing I've ever done, because you just have to concentrate on such a level, because it's not just what's going to come out of your mouth. You have to interact with people, and you don't know what they're going to say, and you have to make it up.
Yeah.
And you stay in character. It was really fun.
Wow.
All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. If you want to do a little improv with me, all you do is call up and ask a question. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good, Erica. What's on your mind?
I'm calling because I don't know what to say. I don't want to offend this woman. A neighborhood mom keeps inviting my daughter over to play, but she and I just have very different rules, really about safety. Like, I'm not talking about SpongeBob. Like, they're five. The girls are five. And she lets them go outside and play by themselves. And I just don't feel like that's appropriate. I don't want to offend her.
Well, when the kids come over to your house, where do they play?
Well, they do like to play outside, but they'll play inside too, and then they just play a game or.
But if we look specifically at your neighbor's parenting, what is it specifically that you are uncomfortable about?
That they go outside by themselves.
Okay, and they don't go outside by themselves when they're at your house?
No, no. I mean, I could see in the backyard, but they, I mean, she lets them go wander around the neighborhood.
And so what you're feeling is you just assume the kids didn't wander around when they were at her house?
Yeah, I think if they're going to be outside, like away from somebody's door more than, you know, 10 feet or whatever, they should probably have a grown-up. They're only five.
Okay. Does your neighbor have older children as well as a five-year-old?
Not that live with her.
Okay. But she does have older children.
Yeah.
That's probably part of what's influencing her behavior. As you know, in our society, we do tend to give males more freedom than females, number one. And number two, she's already had an older child who's probably a bit more independent. So that's probably part of it. I think what I would say, if that's your only criticism, and again, if you're going to get your stomach acid all roiled up and you're going to go talk to somebody about something, yeah. You might as well know everything at the same time, because you can't keep going back, because
right.
What people feel is you're just picking on them. But I think what you could say is, look, I'm probably one of those overprotective mothers that you read about in the newspaper. But I know you've raised a son who's a little older. But can we make a deal? And what you can do is you don't even have to deal with your neighbor about it. You can deal with your daughter about it, which might make your life a little easier.
Uh-huh.
Is that you could say to your daughter, listen, when you go to play at Cheryl's house and her mom says you guys can go wander around the neighborhood, you need to say to Cheryl, to Kathy's mom, or I guess she's Cheryl, to Cheryl's mom or to Cheryl, my mom won't let me do, she doesn't want me wandering around the neighborhood by myself. And then it's taken care of. And that may be the best way to deal with it. I had a similar situation with my daughter where she was playing with a slightly older child, and I walked in and the tension was cuttable with a knifeable. And it turned out that they'd fixed my daughter a bologna sandwich on white bread, and my daughter said, I'm not going to eat that, it's poison. And so what I had to do was I'm not going to eat that, my mom says it's poison. And so what I had to say to my daughter is, listen, here's the deal. When you're at somebody else's house, you don't have to, or anybody's, you don't have to eat the food, but you cannot comment on it. And you can't say, my mother won't let me eat this because it's poison, because you know what happened. Then Rosie went into her mom and said, you're fixing this poison. How can you do that? So what you can explain to your child is what the rules are. So you don't say to your five-year-old, look, Cheryl's mom is irresponsible and an nincompoop, because you better believe that's exactly what your five-year-old's going to say to Cheryl.
Right. Exactly.
But what you can say is, listen, when Cheryl says, let's go wander around the neighborhood, what you can say is, my mom isn't comfortable with me wandering around the neighborhood. Can we just stay in the yard? And then you're home free. And then
yeah,
you know,
my daughter,
pardon?
My daughter actually suggested that. She said, I'll just tell her I'm not allowed.
Well, your daughter's right. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you can certainly say something to the mom. And if I were going to say something to mom, I would probably say, here's the deal. You know, I know that Cheryl's a little more independent than Kathy, but I'm just not real comfortable with the kids wandering around the neighborhood at this stage. So if it's all right with you, it will work just as well. And you could say, I'm an overprotective mom, or my kid's a little shy, or whatever. Or you can just leave it to Kathy, who will say, you know, my mom doesn't want me wandering around the neighborhood.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Good enough.
Thank you very much.
And try not to serve bologna sandwiches on white bread, because, you know, what can I tell you? Oh, my gosh. And I could just see the whole thing unfolding.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, but telling our kids, and because that really is the issue, is making our kids responsible for their behavior. Because she may go play at someone else's house who's not in the neighborhood and you don't know what's going on. And, in fact, maybe wandering around the neighborhood, you know, or walking back and forth by yourself. Therefore, giving your kid, empowering your kid to follow the rules makes much more sense than trying to deal with the parent.
My husband's afraid that she won't listen, but I really think she will, my daughter. Anyway.
Well, I mean, look, let's face it. The deal is that we hear all the time about, you know, the awful stuff. But by definition, the awful stuff is unusual. If it happened all the time, we'd never hear about it.
Right.
So do I think five-year-olds wandering around a neighborhood by themselves is inherently dangerous? Probably depends on the neighborhood and the five-year-olds, but and they're in two, so probably not. But is it something, am I trying to talk you out of it? Absolutely not. But I think the safest way to deal with it is to deal with your kid about it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Jerry, what's in your mind?
I have a query. My boyfriend listens to you every lunch hour.
Cool.
And you're the Bible. And so he says that in relationships you don't have to tell all. But I have a problem with that. I think that's kind of a mission of the truth is still a lie because we were...
Give me an example of something.
We were entertaining a couple, and I didn't know that it was his ex-girlfriend. And they live in the same building. And he goes, you know, up there for wine every once in a while. I found that out by another person.
So how long ago were they exes?
A couple years ago. They went to Hawaii together.
How long you been together?
A year and a half.
Well, all right, let's deal with the specific one, and then let's deal with the larger issue. Should he have said something? All right, look at it from his point of view for just a minute, all right? Because I get your point of view of, you know, not telling seems sneaky. But from his point of view for a moment, if he'd said, I really like Susan and Sam, and, you know, I really enjoy spending time with them, and, oh, by the way, Susan and I were an item at one point. My guess is that if the two of you live in the same city that you grew up in and that you've dated, that there have probably been some couples that maybe you've interacted with or maybe an old boyfriend that you didn't say, oh, yeah, did him at some point. Because all it does is create problems, and it creates suspicion where there's none there. So, you know, it's one of those things that's a tough call. And most men, I think, would not have said something about it, number one. I think most women might have, but I think both create some problems. Not saying if you're going to find out, it's going to make you look sneaky. Saying something makes you look like you're not quite over it. You know, why did you bring it up? Why is it an issue? So I'm not sure. That's one of those ones that I think is almost a toss of the coin. I'll tell you, because I'm trying to, you know, whenever I get a question that seems to me not terribly clear, what I try to do is sit in both sides, you know, both chairs. I had a party once where I just had a lot of people, and someone came up to me and said, is there anybody in this room that you haven't dated? And it never really occurred to me that I really had gone out, I mean, especially the guys, that was how I knew most of them. But it would no more have occurred to me because I had no feelings, you know, all they were was friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, now let's go back to the larger question is, do you tell everything? Jerry, I would say in exactly the same way I just walked you through that you tell things for a reason. And so, for example, confessing that you had a crush on your third grade teacher, you know, 12 years ago, why would you tell somebody that? And I think you have to ask yourself that question before you confess something. Confession always feels better for the person who confesses than the person who has to hear the confession.
855-99-DR-JOY. You are listening to the Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Whoa, that sounds cool. It no longer sounds like a dentist drill, so that's good. All right, we've only got two big movies that come out on DVD this week that I know about. One is The Skeleton Twins, which is Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader. And, you know, this is not an easy movie. Neither of the movies that are out this week are very easy movies. They're strange twins. They both attempt suicide on the same day. Are you laughing at? An unexpected reunion, because of that, forces them to confront why their lives went so wrong. As the twins reconnect, they realize the key to fixing their lives may just lie in repairing their relationship. I thought he was terrific in this. I thought he was funny and smart. I thought she was just a pain in the neck. And she tends to play the same role over and over again, of kind of depressed, kind of uptight, And she plays it again here. I just thought he was a charmer, that somebody that you'd actually want to spend some time with, and she was not. This is where I leave you, is another one of those. This may be the Prozac DVD week, that before you try any of these, you should try some Prozac. This is four grown children, world-weary siblings, return to their childhood home and are requested with an admonition to stay there together for a week along with their free-speaking mother, Jane Fonda. Got a great cast. Jason Bateman, Tina Fey, Jane Fonda, Adam Driver, Rose Byrne, Corey Stahl, Catherine Hahn. The question about this is how much you care about any of the sibs. And, you know, I like watching Justin Bateman. I'm not a great fan of Tina Fey. I thought she's great when she's doing Saturday Night Live. I just think she's one of those actors that is not, does not share very well. And so you sort of end up sort of watching her a lot, as opposed to, she just doesn't integrate very well into the cast. And so it's somewhat of a distraction, which I'm not terribly crazy about. Some DVDs that are coming up, and just especially for those of you who are looking for gifts, keep your eye out for Pride. I thought that was one of the really fun movies that didn't get a whole lot of resonance, and is really lovely. It's fun. It's the perfect, it's the anti-Prozac movie. And so that was a really good movie. Kelly and Cal falls probably back into the Prozac genre. Reach Me is one of those movies that has a great cast and goes absolutely nowhere. The Equalizer is Denzel, if you love Denzel, you'll love this. See what else we've got coming up.
I saw The Equalizer. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Denzel is almost always fun to watch, and in some ways he's much more interesting when he's playing the bad dude as opposed to the good dude. Yeah. Get On Up is not going to be available till after the first of the year, but it's certainly worth watching on DVD as well. Boyhood's going to come out in January. It's going to be up for a bunch of Oscars, so that's something to keep your eye out for. Let's see what else we got. Well, you know, as we get closer, I'll sort of tell you more about this coming on. But it's kind of a slow week. As I mentioned, one of my favorite stocking stuffers for people is the ESPN 30 on 30. And this year they have, I think they include, it's not inexpensive, but they're not just really for sports fans. They're really good documentaries, and you know how much I like documentaries, so.
Very well. A lot of them are really well put together.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. All right, so I think I'd done Color City and Frank last week for you, so we've done a whole bunch of stuff that I've already, you know, that I've already reviewed for you, and you can check it out at drjoy.com. All righty. So there's a huge number of movies that are coming out between now and the end of the year, which I will, because Christmas is on a Thursday, some of them open on Christmas Day, so I'll do some of them this week on Thursday, and then I'll do probably some of them early next week, because they're just going to be so, and I know for a lot of people, going to a movie on Christmas Day has become part of their Christmas tradition. It may be part of how we avoid some of the family issues, but for whatever it is. All right, 855-99, Dr. Joy. All right, so we've got a little bit of time here until we finish up this hour. Let's hit a few more of the Christmas carols that are irritating to everybody. And then next hour, we have kind of I think we're going to talk about icky gifts, which some has some appeal.
Let's go to Robert. He says... His annoying Christmas carol is "Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer."
Reindeer, yeah, but admit it. I mean, you sing along with it, right?
Yeah.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. The first time I heard that, I thought it was wonderful. But I think part of it depends how often you have to hear it. If you hear it too often, it gets, you know, a bit much. But
yeah, Amy says that awful song by Wham. I think you mentioned that one earlier. She goes, "What a whiny song."
We need to find that.
Yeah, I may have to.
Maybe need to find that on a break or something so we can just hear it, because I don't think I know it, or maybe I know it and just don't know it by name.
Sally gives us a couple ones. She says Feliz Navidad, best song that is, she goes, best song that is never played. And then she goes 12 Days by McKenzie Brothers. First.
Now these are all the ones that she dislikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she goes 12 Days by McKenzie Brothers. First Day, she says, the first day is a beer in a tree. They don't even make it to 12. It is a riot, she says.
What's the name of this one?
12 Days by the McKenzie Brothers.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I haven't heard it, but I'll have to give it a listen, I think. Jane says, every dang one of them, except Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I love that one.
Silent Night you don't like? Jingle Bells we don't like?
I always liked Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells was one of my favorites.
Yeah, because it's the first song you can sing as a kid.
Alex says, the 12 Days of Christmas, it's so repetitive and keeps going on and on and on and on.
And it's so expensive.
Exactly.
And Swans. I mean, we deconstructed the daylights out of that one.
Bob says, Santa Baby. There's been numerous.
Yeah, there's boy, that there's a backlash against that one. I agree. It's kind of it's sort of softcore porn, I think.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem appropriate for Santa Claus for some reason.
Well, Bob says he hates every version. He's not sure why. He says,
well, because it's softcore porn.
He says, I think it may be because it emphasizes the greed and expectations that some have at Christmas.
Well, there is that as well. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Linda says, Feliz Navidad. We have one person that says, Christmas Carols by Jimmy Garland. Chris says, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Couldn't you be normal? That's the one that seems to have escaped me.
I love what he adds. He goes, couldn't you be normal and just ask for a bike?
How about no one has mentioned I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus? I saw mommy kissing. Wait a minute, that's Freudian, isn't it? I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Just a few more. One person says, "All I want for Christmas is my teeth, my teeth."
I remember that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. Kiana says, "I don't think the songs are annoying, but rather it's the way they are recorded: repetitive, tinny, chirpy, uber happy, like an alarm clock going off."
Yeah, or cuckoo clock.
Yeah.
Right.
Michelle also says, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Says self-explanatory, Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen.
Well, she doesn't like that one.
Yeah, she doesn't like that one. And and she just says, could he repeat the chorus any more times in his version?
Good point. It does go over and over again.
Yeah. And one final one, Ellen says, The 12 Days of Christmas.
Horror. I think we'd have to say that there is a fairly good smackdown between the 12 Days of Christmas and Santa Baby, wouldn't you say? I mean, those seem to be the ones that people disliked most intensely. I mean, the rest are somewhat scattered.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know. It sounds like the 12 Days of Christmas. Of course, there are 12 days.
Right.
And so that may count for some of the dislike. But I don't know. I think we just need to get those swans out of there. Maybe people just don't like birds. Maybe, you know, we sort of tumbled to it yesterday.
Maybe that's it.
Birds with no teeth. Only beaks. I don't know, folks. I mean, somehow it just amazes me when nonsensical things about talking about birds without teeth sort of morphs into the theme of a program. I don't know. That's either a gift or a curse. I'm not sure what. Talk about doing that. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3756. You know, with all of us worrying so much about Big Brother and the NSA and all of our cell phones telling people where we all at all times, did you see that the guy in Pennsylvania, and they know his name, really? He's killed six family members, and they don't know where he is. They thought he was at his house. They thought they surrounded his house. They burned down his garage, and he wasn't there.
So they nobody know knows. They know who he is. They just don't know where he is right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Exactly. And apparently there was a custody fight, and he killed relatives, including his wife's like grandmother and stuff like that.
So
yeah.
That's just so sad.
It's an awful story. All right. So I'm going to give you some good stories. All right. You have Skype, yes?
I do. I don't use it much because I don't have a whole lot of people that I Skype with, but yes, I do have it.
For some reason, it doesn't really appeal to me very much. I don't know why. It just seems kind of artificial.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose, and there's also usually a delay in it, so it's kind of watching something vaguely out of sync.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a phone conversation, I think. But well, nevertheless,
it seems to me like it'd be something if you're, you know, if you've got, you know, a
grandchildren.
Yeah, if you've got grandchildren, or maybe if you have like a husband who's on a business
deployed
trip,
yeah, something
deployed,
like that.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you have like a kid that's away at college.
Yeah, it seems to me.
Parents.
Yeah, kids. And but yeah. You know, it's not my favorite thing. I'm not sure exactly why, but apparently it's going to get much more sophisticated. In that Microsoft is now talking about a Skype translator.
Mm-hmm.
And the first iteration is going to be English and Spanish, which would worry me probably a little less. Remember Khrushchev's thing where he banged his heel and said, "We will bury you," except it was mistranslated. He said, "We will win the race," which isn't the same as "We will bury you."
Right.
So I worry a little bit about that. And if you've ever been in a situation, I can understand French better than I can speak it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been in situations where I've been listening to people and then having someone else translate it. And movies, for example, French movies with subtitles in English, and realizing that the subtitle was not accurate to what the gist of what the person was saying, let alone the words.
Right.
So I worry a little bit about that. But the idea is, they said their long-term goal for speech translation is to translate as many languages as possible on as many platforms as possible. Possible and deliver the best Skype translator experience on each individual platform. They have 300 million connected users, they're saying.
Hmm.
So there you go. It says the program relies on machine learning, which means the more people use it, the smarter and more precise it will get. A video demonstration showed two students, one in the U.S., one in Mexico, using the software to have a conversation in their native languages. The American girl said something in English. A computer-generated translation would ask the girl in Mexico in Spanish, and vice versa. The translations happen in near real time, making it easy to carry on a conversation despite differences in language and geography.
Interesting.
So there you go.
Yeah.
They said Skype translator is one of their dream projects. The chief storyteller at Microsoft. My mother-in-law is Chinese. In the 25 years I've known her, we've exchanged about 6 words. My dream feature is to get to speak to my mother-in-law, which some people would say isn't a dream feature, but for me it turns out to be a dream feature. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, I get calls from people who have family members that their in-laws don't speak the language. Mm-hmm. And this would be great for them, although I've also felt like, you know, if you're married to somebody, you can probably knock yourself out enough to learn some language so that people don't feel completely isolated at family events.
I guess my only question with it would be, you know, how does it, you know, how will it be able to translate, like, slang? You know what I mean?
That's my problem, because not only do I speak quickly, but I speak in a vernacular. So, because I bought one of the first programs for your computer that would take verbal and translate it into written. Mm-hmm. It didn't work at all. First of all, you have to dictate, you know, hour after hour after hour. And then you have to be able to, the voice recognition has to be in at a framework that the machine can understand. And apparently I am outside that framework.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but it's an interesting concept. And as he says, I really like the idea of being able to speak to someone that completely different language beyond the hi, how are you, fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you see that Bill Cosby's wife came out and talked about the situation today?
I did not.
She could give Tiger Woods lessons in how to say nothing. She said, this isn't the man I know, or these descriptions aren't the man I know. And she referenced the story in Rolling Stone about that they had to retract, that of course had nothing to do with Bill Cosby, about the fraternity rape. So she did a great job of basically saying nothing. But it was masterful.
Mm, wow, how about that?
That's such a mess. I mean,
yeah, it's just, the whole thing is just sad. I mean,
well, it is. Well, I mean, and it's inappropriate. It's interesting that it's taken this long to come out. I mean,
yeah,
that's,
I know, all these years. I mean, we're talking stuff from the 60s.
And you know, it's how he's going to be remembered.
Yeah,
they won't remember the Cosby Show. They won't remember Jell-O. They'll remember doping women.
It's kind of like it's very similar to O.J. Simpson in that.
Yep.
That's what we all remember O.J. Simpson.
That's what his legacy is.
We don't remember him as a great football player or, you know, entertaining actor or anything like that. It's that trial.
Well, Charlton Heston's going to be remembered, too, for his NRA stuff much more than his Moses, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah.
It's amazing the kind of legacy these people can do for themselves, you know.
Yeah. And some being aware of it or not. All right, speaking of which, this is my sort of good news for the day. This is the best news for the day. They did this this really interesting study. I think it was done in Britain. And basically it said that it doesn't actually say if you lie about your age, although if you read between the lines, that's kind of what it says. It says that the people who feel younger than their average age live longer. Hmm. 25% of people who felt older than their actual age died, compared with 14% of people who felt younger than their true age and almost 19% who felt their age. So the point being that, that sort of kidding yourself about what age you really are actually works.
Wow.
I've always said that everybody's allowed to lie about three things in their life, and only three, but those three. You're allowed to lie about your age, your sex, or your age, your weight, and your sexual history.
Okay.
Everything the past that you should probably be more or less honest about. Okay, this is saying people who felt older still had a 41% greater risk of death than those who felt younger, even after researchers controlled for factors including, see, because I said, well, maybe if you feel sick, maybe you're going to feel older, but they said it took into account chronic health problems, difficulty with mobility, or mental health issues like depression.
Interesting. So if I, so, you know, and I'm 30, so if I feel like I'm 25,
well, that's a good point.
Lesser chance of...
You're just immature. The idea being, apparently, these were people that were a little older. The average age was 66. Their average self-perceived age was 57. So apparently, there's a difference between being immature and being optimistic. You and I will talk about this more. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239.
Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.